Osman Abdul Rahim, a Sudanese trader in Lagos State, urged military leaders in Sudan to release Hamdok and other top government officials who were arrested yesterday.
This is an organized coup by the military head of Sudan ruling a sovereign council with his soldiers. This is not good at all. Abdel Fattah has violated the peace agreement. We request for the release of detained ministers together with their leader Abdullah Hamdok as soon as possible.
Abdel Rahim is calling on Sudan's top military commander and head of state Abdel Fattah al-Burhan to step down and hand over power to civilians. He says since Sudan gained independence in 1956, several successive military regimes have done little to improve the lives of ordinary people, and now civilians should be given a chance to lead the country. Adam Sadala, another Sudanese trader in Rumbek, says instead of resorting to military takeover, the parties in Sudan's government should have used peaceful means to resolve their differences.
I'm not happy with the coup in Sudan, even if there is a disagreement between political parties. A coup is not a solution, and I urge the parties to resolve their differences and hand over power peacefully. We are tired of coups in our country.
And Sadala says he worries the apparent coup will negatively affect the country's economy. Rumbek Sudanese trader Mohamed Musa also condemned the military takeover and is urging the parties to ensure the peaceful transfer of power from the military to civilians.
Staging a coup is not the solution to political problems in Sudan, but we need our leader to adopt peaceful means of transferring power to people. It should not always be through the barrel of gun. Let us learn to dialogue among ourselves.
Musa called on Sudanese protesters across the country to remain peaceful and to not destroy private and public structures. Sudanese trader Mohamed Ishak says the role of Sudan's military should be to provide security to the country's citizens and leaders. He says the military takeover will destabilize the country and cause more suffering.
This coup will give people hard time in Sudan, especially the civilians will suffer mostly because they are always the victims of political violence.
Ishak urges the international community to intervene and ensure that the detained leaders are released. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lagos State.